They bring a unique challenge previous to Derrick Henry even arriving, and now I thought they made a heck of a strategic move of going to get Derrick Henry. And I mean, that combination along with what they already had in Andrews and the tight end likely, and now with their wide receivers as well, Flowers in particular, I think they're the number one ranked offense in the NFL yards wise. So they're really good, and we'll have a challenge in front of us on Sunday night.
Sean McDermott on the Ravens, Week 4 Sunday Night Football. We'll talk to Jeremy Kahn out of Baltimore in about half an hour. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday. Thanks for being along. On the line now, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Sam Paniadovich. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. I'm on a roll, Bulldog, by the way, on that aforementioned BetMGM app.
Oh, good for you.
The under last night was kind of an easy one. Also, be sure to listen to, you know, Sam heard me say that. I hope Sam didn't have the over. I'm not a tout. Be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more analysis. Just search BetQL Daily wherever you find your podcast. Sam, I really now hope you had a good night.
I had Cowboys just to win. I actually wheeled Cowboys money line and Bears money line. So halfway home, even though Mike McCarthy did what Mike McCarthy does and kicks a million-yard field goal for no reason instead of punting it, we got there. We won the game. Now I need the Bears. But I think you buried the lead. I was going to come into your show and just start chanting, MVP.
MVP. Well, listen, you throw all the stones you want at the field goal try. I did not have them on the money line. I had them minus the 5.5, so thank you very much.
You needed that kick.
I needed a timeout and cooler heads and nail the kick. Jerks.
How do you kick that, though? I mean, there's 45 seconds to go. They have no timeouts. I don't understand the risk management there. Obviously, there's something to be said about a coach going for the win and trusting in his guy who barely never misses, or barely ever misses, I should say. But what if it gets blocked? What if he misses one, and then you give the Giants the ball at the 40-yard line? I thought it was dumb, but then again, I had the Cowboys' money line, so of course
Right.
You know, I think they love their kicker.
Yeah, the guy, yeah.
I think both of those teams last night loved their kicker.
Yeah.
The Giants couldn't be bothered to go for fourth down ever. They're just going to try to beat Dallas, who they never beat, with field goals. And guess what happened? Narrator.
Well, they did lose a game earlier this year. Two only field goals, the Giants.
Maybe Washington
beat them only with field goals.
They
right? Saw
it happen to them, and they realized, you know what, we could do it. We could actually win the same way.
Listen, I know how things are going in Chicago with Caleb Williams, and it's rocky to start, but can you imagine an existence where Daniel Jones is your quarterback and getting paid $40 million a year? Like, he just can't do it, man.
Well, let's raise that nugget and talk about the quarterback that you guys just pounded on Monday night. Imagine paying Trevor Lawrence 5 years and $275 million.
How many games do you think they win, Jacksonville?
Ooh, it's a good question.
Six?
I bet them plus +7 this week, which I hate, but I had to do it because the injury report is very bad. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw, Tank Dell and Nico Collins are both hurt, which would change Houston's offense, that's for sure. Updated win total right now on Jacksonville is .. 6.5,
which feels
a little high, doesn't it?
You know, maybe, but Tennessee twice, I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't think nothing's a guarantee. I think I might go over. I think I might, like, take them to sort of get better, not be great, but I don't know. At the same time, Monday night was as one-sided as a game gets in the NFL. Could not do anything defensively. Could not complete passes. You know what's the worst, Sam? Like, so we had these Bills teams that forever just could not get there, the 17-year drought. And some of those times, it was, you know, you don't have the talent. You don't have Tom Brady, okay. But you've got to try. And the Jaguars get down in that game so bad early, and they're still throwing the ball sideways and handing the ball off. The end of the half, the last play of the half, he throws the ball out of bounds on purpose to not end up getting, you know, what, a pick six or a fumble or something. I mean, that is a low point. So maybe I'm wrong to think optimistically at all about them.
Well, I think you have the right mindset, though, because if we've learned anything in the NFL, you can never just look at the last game and think that that's absolute. And the first two games, granted they lost both, They fought the Dolphins to the wire, lost by three. They fought the Browns to the end, lost by five. I think the truth is probably closer to the first two results than it is the last result. But you guys got a damn good football team there. And, you know, I talked to these guys in Vegas all week, as you know. And, you know, the conversation, I think, unfairly puts Kansas City on the one line no matter what. I don't think they're the best team in football right now. I had one bookmaker in Vegas, not to get you guys all excited, but he's got Buffalo as the highest power-rated team in the NFL right now. Now, that's not offense, defense, special teams individually. That's the whole thing. That's the whole kit and caboodle. The thing for me, and I'm not a Buffalo guy like you guys have lived forever, I need to see it in the playoffs, and I think that's a fair counter.
Yeah, and we obviously don't get to do anything about that for a few months yet. Sam, we're only just getting to know you. It's our second time with you. I didn't mean to run away from your victory lap about Allen and the MVP odds, because that's where we started, and I was right here to complain about the field goal. But yeah, I mean, we could see it coming, and Allen had that night, and there he is right atop the MVP, you know, the odds. So, you know, really awesome to see for him. And, you know, if they can keep it going, another big night tonight, or Sunday night, excuse me, in Baltimore.
Absolutely. And look, it's a bet that I thought should be made. And it's not to say it's going to win, but 7 days ago I'm on your show and I'm saying, look, this is a guy who's 6-7-1. And I'm looking at BetMGM right now. He is 2-1 to win the MVP.
Yeah.
So now what do you do? I'd like, in no way, shape, or form is that a win. It's a hell of a bet in 1 week to go from 6-7-1
sure.
to 2-1. I think the move right now, if you're a little nervous about the game against Baltimore, you can bet Lamar Jackson right now at 30-1. And that's a guy, if he goes off in that game, and Baltimore has certainly taken some sharp money from 1.5 to 2.5 right now. You know, people will take 3 on Buffalo. I think that's a great teaser leg, by the way, guys. If you can take Buffalo from 2.5 to 8.5, I don't think they're going to get blown out. I could be wrong. But now, if you made that Allen bet last Friday, you can bet somebody else. You could bet, I don't think it's Burrow, but you could bet Hurts at 20-1, or you could bet Rodgers at 20-1, Jackson at 30-1. You basically build a portfolio where you bet a couple guys at good prices. I wouldn't be betting Josh Allen at 2-1, but if you did bet it last Friday at 6-7-1, now you could put somebody else in there. Maybe it's Kyler Murray at 40-1 or Brock Purdy at 30-1. You can do what you want off the Allen bet because you got a damn good number if you did it.
Could you get to either Sam Darnold or Geno Smith here, Sam?
Oh, man. You know, Darnold before the year is in the hundreds. He's 125-1. Now he's 30-1. He's so receptive to the coaching, though. And I think he learned a lot. He went to the Jets, and he was kind of a Jag. No pun intended. He was not a Jag. He was a Jet. But he had that, like, arrogance about him, that extreme cockiness. And I think he was humbled early in his career. He was so bad, they go, all right, we're going to send you to Carolina. You know. And then he ends up in San Francisco and works under Shanahan and was clearly receptive there. And now he's under Kevin O'Connell. He's taking to the coaching. And if you think about Minnesota, like I would have never gone here if you didn't ask this question, but you get Jordan Addison back this week, which is big for them. He's a former Biletnikoff winner in college. So you got Jefferson, you got Addison, and guess who's right around the corner?
Hockenson. Right.
Yeah. So I think by name, I'm not excited to bet Sam Darnold, but in terms of potential, if the Minnesota Vikings go 13-4 and he stays healthy and puts up these numbers, why can't he win the MVP?
Isn't Seattle the same thing almost? Like, Smith has shown better. Like, he's already kind of reestablished as a player, or established for the first time because he wasn't that good in the first place. So it looks like they want to throw it. They're two games up in the NFC West. I mean, they've played pretty weak teams so far. So I'm not, again, these are long shot bets. But I think he's about the same for me as Darnold is in this.
You got a much better price on Geno. Let's see. BetMGM is giving you 30-1 on Darnold and 65-1 on Geno Smith. Hmm. So double your trouble on the price there. I don't know. I did. Somebody texted me after Monday night. Hey, what do you think about Jaden Daniels MVP? I'm like, God, stop gambling. If you watched Monday Night Football and thought Jaden Daniels was an MVP candidate, look, it was a nice win. The kid is going to have ups and he's going to have downs. I like to your two quarterbacks you asked about, I like Darnold. I think it's a lot more realistic, obviously, given the price, than Geno Smith. But you're never in the wrong for betting bad numbers or buying the dip on a guy like Geno Smith. It's certainly not the worst idea.
I just want to sit for a moment with the notion that we're talking about two former quarterbacks that were drafted by the New York Jets as MVPs on their third or fourth teams.
They were never going to win as Jets.
I just love it so much.
We're never going to win as Jets.
That is a tasty stew we got on the stove
I'm
right now.
I'm not asking about, I don't know, Mike White, but Sam Paniatovich, our guest. Favorite bet this Sunday, Sam?
So Sunday, I really like the Bears, and I think we have a Rams team that emptied the kitchen sink. I don't know how they rallied back to win, but you give them credit. You look at it, though, you know, glass half empty. They beat a Niners team without McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, and Hargrave tore his tricep on the D-line. So how great was that win? I don't know that it was that solid. I look at these advanced metrics all the time, EPA per play, which is expected points added per play. The Rams right now in total defense are 31 out of 32. That's really bad, guys. Conversely, the Bears are number two. So I get that Bears defense at home. Caleb's more confident. He actually played pretty good against Indianapolis. And I think the only argument, there are two arguments. Oh, McVay. Okay, all right. McVay can't save this sorry-ass team. And number two is Stafford. Okay, well, Stafford has no line, and Kupp is out, and Nacua is out. I understand people don't want to lay points with the Bears, but this is maybe the best spot of their season to date, and this is the first time I'm actually putting my money on the Bears. So Chicago -3, I think, is a good look. It won't be popular, but I think it's a winner.
And how about tomorrow?
Right.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous for this team in the Big Ten. They're undefeated. They're 4-0. How are they catching 17.5 points? Well, because Penn State's going to kill them. Penn State is running the ball down people's throats, like 250 yards per game, and they got a quarterback now. And Illinois does not have the offense, to fall back and catch up. If they go down 14-0 in a night game in Happy Valley, they're going to get destroyed. And people will wonder, well, how are they getting 17.5? It's a lot of points until you're down 21-3, and then all of a sudden you need more points, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Last thing I've got, Sam. So I have a futures bet on the line this weekend, and I'm wondering if it's crazy to be optimistic here and think that the Pirates can win 2 of 3 against the, you know, hopefully drunk Yankees after they clinch.
What's the bet? What's your position?
I mean, I think I need 76 wins, if that's the number, and they're at 74. I might be off by one, but I need 2 out of 3.
You think you need two. You need two or three?
I need two.
Big difference.
I need two.
Okay.
I need to win two out of these three games. It's baseball.
Man.
It's baseball. That's why I'm on the Pirates. It's baseball. Who knows? They're going to finish last.
There's nothing wrong when you're going against Carlos Rodon. He's due to screw something up. I mean, he's just a guy I don't trust. I think you get there. I think you get 2 out of 3.
Let's go. Judge is out of the lineup. You know, they clinched. I needed that last night, I think.
Yep.
So maybe I get a little bit of a hangover there. And Jared Jones, okay. How did that team finish last in that division with Skeens? They don't try. That's the answer, isn't it? Like
right.
What they did with Telez,
right.
Is that the answer? They're not here for
winning.
Wins.
Right.
That's how it
looks. I think, though, going into next season, guys, we'll be having this conversation around the Super Bowl when the win totals come up. If I could get like a 78.5, 79.5, or 80.5 for next season, it's full blast on the over there. They're going to win 85 next year.
Let's go. All right. Well, hopefully they win two more this year. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy week 4, and we'll talk next Friday.
Awesome, guys. Good luck, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you. The host of BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider Sam Paniatovich. BetQL Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We'll catch up on the Bills' week 4 opponent, the Ravens, coming up just after 4 with Jeremy Kahn. 803-0550, our number if you want to get in next. The Sabres are playing Red Bull Munich. They're leading 2-0. This game is on the bet, 15-20, if you want to listen to Sabres hockey this afternoon. The regular season opener in Prague, Sabres Devils, is a week from this afternoon. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday continues next. This is W.